Blog Talk Radio.
the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome to Mount Carmel International Church on this morning, this Sunday morning. Praise God. We bless and praise God on this day. The day is Sunday, y'all. January the 3rd, 2021. Praise God. So we thank and praise God that we are crossed over into our new year. We're looking for great and mighty things to take place from this day forward. Amen. We already had our, you know, what we want to do for the year. Praise God. We already told God, Lord, do this for me, do that for me. But listen, 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 everybody, take one day at a time. Come on, Holy Ghost. Take one day at a time. Everybody, glory to God, glory to God. We want things and we want God to do some things in our lives, but if we take one day at a time, you will never be disappointed. Amen. So let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. First, I want to say welcome to you all. Amen. For allowing me to come into your homes, your car, wherever you may be. Praise God. I thank God for you this morning. Without you, the listeners, amen, there is no me, amen. So I thank God for you, you, and you. So let me pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God, for who you are in our lives on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you have your way on this platform, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will move, God, for thy people, God, like never before in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for supernatural breakthroughs, God, to come upon their lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you touch each and every one, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, from the crown of their head, God, to the very sole of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, send your protected angels, yes, Holy Ghost, around about them, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we say thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, what you have already done, and what you're going to establish in our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, now I pray that you will touch me from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God. And I pray, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father, that only comes from you, that you will speak to thy people on today, that they will be encouraged, Lord God, that they will keep on moving, Father God, in the things of you. Open up our hearts today, God, that we will receive the Ashatoko, that we may receive from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift you up in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Today, I want to talk to us. And as the Lord was speaking, we know that on New Year's night, amen, that God had gave me a message, amen, to preach. And he gave me on New Year's night divine expansion. And it was such an awesome word from the Lord that he has given us for the new years to start out, and all the ones that was able to come on. I know that you have a different outlook of what God is going to do in your life. Praise God. And today I want to talk about let down your net. You know, God is trying to get us to basically relaunch some things in our lives, and we can't be stagnant in the season and not doing what God has called us to do. We want to reintroduce and to restart something in our lives. We just don't want to sit still. We want to get the plan of God. We want God to move in the areas, yes, Holy Spirit, that we thought that we have failed. But God said today he wants us to relaunch some things in our lives, and we have to let down the net. Praise God. We have to let down some things. Amen. We're going to go to the scripture scriptures, and I'm coming from Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 11, and God wants this to us today, and I want you to be encouraged. I don't know why, yes, I talk on Amashia, yes, Holy Spirit, that God is saying to the saints today to be encouraged. A lot of you are not encouraged, saith the Lord thy God. God wants you to be encouraged, yes, Holy Spirit. You got to understand that God holds all power, and all power is in his hand. He owns everything. Everything belongs to God. So I want you to be encouraged, to say of the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit, be encouraged. I don't know, praise God, if you've been toiling all night in some things, praise God, and wondering what's going to go on in your life, and you're trying to make things happen. Amen. But if you have peace in the things of God, God will bring those things to pass as he has spoken. This is the word of the Lord. This is prophetic coming from God. Amen. Praise God. So be encouraged, people of God. Allow God to do what he wants to do in your life. You can't make it happen. Put it in the hands of God and watch God manifest that which you have. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So today, amen, glory to his name. The Bible says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. As he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, yes, Holy Spirit, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. Move out, he said. Yes, God. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down the net for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, come on, Holy Ghost, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now hear what the Spirit is saying. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had thus done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which was in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down, Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Oh, Lord, for he was astonished, and all that was with him, at the draught of the fishes which way they had taken. And so was also James and John and the son of Zebedee, which was partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, fear not. Come on, Holy Ghost. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ship to the land, they forsook all and followed him. This is an interesting story. The fishermen had closed for the day when Jesus arrived. They would have been discouraged because they toiled all night without catching anything. They went through the cold night and nothing showed for it. And just like some of us today, praise God, we go through a season, amen, where nothing seems to happen in our lives. But how many know that Father said, yes, Holy Spirit, that things are getting ready to happen for us? Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. There has been some cold nights. There has been some times, amen, that, yes, we have have toiled all night, praise God. But some of them might be ashamed to go home empty-handed. Maybe their wives had nothing to cook and were waiting for fish that the husband would bring home. Such a man would not be able to face his wife. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to bring the bacon home. Come on, Holy Ghost. How does one explain this kind of fruitfulness? They had nothing. They was fruitless. Amen. They toiled all night. They brought nothing, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Many people are in that kind of situation today. They are children of God, filled with the Spirit of God, but are toiling without having good results. They are at the verge of leaving everything and going back to the world. Come on, hear me. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. If you were in that position, you would encourage you not to give up because the man of Nazareth is passing by. Somebody say, Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by. No matter what you did in the night hour, it seemed like nothing was working for you, praise God. Hamashanda. The cold nights, praise God, it seemed like you've been doing all the praying, all the fasting, all everything that you know how to do, and it feels like nothing has happened. But today, God told me to tell you that the man, amen, that we know called Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. The woman with the issue of blood we talked about had tried every means possible in order to get healed. She had spent a lot of money, but there was no improvement in her result. She had almost given up, but she discovered Jesus. Somebody said we got to discover some things in our life. We got to know who we serve and who we serve. Come on, somebody. She made up her mind that if she could just get close and touching the hem of the garment. We all heard the sermon a couple weeks ago. Yes, Holy Spirit. She would be healed. There was a great crowd, but she did not allow that to discourage her. And a lot of times we are getting discouraged in the midst of trying things that God has put on the inside of us. But I'm here to tell you today that the gifts that God has placed on the inside of you are getting ready to burst. Come on, Holy Ghost. She made her way through and was able to touch the garment, and she received instant healing. There were two boats at the seashore, but Jesus asked for Peter. I pray that the Lord will pick you out today. Come on, Holy Ghost. That God will call your name today. Yes, Holy Ghost. We know that there's a setup by God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We know that God is a God that cannot lie. We already know that, praise God. So in the name of Jesus, he knows, praise God. It's in the name of Jesus, amen. He sat in the boat, and he started to preach to the people there. Peter did not mind. Even though he was ready to go, he gave Jesus the chance to use his boat. He did not know that his miracle was on the way. Somebody shout with me this morning. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Peter did all that he knew how to do. But when Jesus showed up, my God, I give you the glory. The miracle was on the way. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for my miracle season. Thank you, Jesus, for my miracle money. Thank you, Jesus, for my miracle marriage. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody, for my children being inactive in the way that they're supposed to be active. Come on, somebody. We got to say thank you, Jesus, for my health, my miracle health. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God that you are bringing your word to pass in my life. We got to get to the point where we begin to thank him that the miracle is on the way. Somebody say, my miracle. foe is on the way. When Jesus finished preaching, he told Peter to launch out his net into the sea. Peter told Jesus that he had toiled all night long, but caught nothing. He was in a position to teach anyone. Come on, somebody. He was in a position to teach anyone. Hey, glory to God. A fishing. He knew when the best time to catch fish. However, he obeyed the Lord and thrust out his net. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, we got to obey. We got to obey. When God tells us to do something, we cannot procrastinate. If God put in your spirit, that means that he's going to help you along the way. That means that when God put a burden on the inside, that means that he's going to bring it to pass. He knew that Jesus was not a fisherman, but he felt the authority in his word. He must have listened to the sermon that Jesus preached in the boat and came to a realization of the authority that Jesus has. Are you knowing the authority that Jesus has over your life? Praise God. As the Son of God, Peter said, at your word. I want to talk to us today. At his word, we're going to make it. At his word, God is going to bring forth. At his word, the gifting is going to come forth. Come on, Holy Ghost. At his word, he let down his net without trying to find the logic in it. He didn't say, well, let me go pray 5 days and come back. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, I give you the glory. One thing I've learned in this walk with God, praise God, when God is speaking, amen, and we get a witness in our spirit, why do we got to go, amen, 5 days and pray for something that God has already spoken? We get a witness. When God speaks, we have a witness within our spirit. Somebody say, recognize the witness. Come on, Holy Ghost. We don't have to go lay before the Lord for his word, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If the word is a word, then it's going to lead you right to Jesus. No, Kobo Shanda. But if the word is contrary to what God is saying in his Bible, that means it's not of God. But I want you to know today, praise God, we got to learn to get the witness in our spirit. We got to learn, amen, glory to God, glory to God, to be sensitive to the spirit of the living God when he speaks to us. We got to know the voice. He said, my people know the voice of me, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They know who I am. So here, at your word, he let down the net. He didn't try to find no logic. The catch was enormous to the extent that the net began to break. That is what the Bible calls filling to overflow. Peter and his friend had to call for assistance from the people. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. In the other boat, even the other boat was filled with fish. So here, today, I pray that your breakthrough will be enormous too in the name of Jesus. We find that, amen, that when Peter was blessed with the overflow, the filling of the overflow, not only was it blessings for him, but it was so much that he shared with the other because it was so much, praise God. He beckoned for the other boat to come fill their boat as well. They said it was so much fish, amen, praise God, that the boat almost sunk. And I'm here to tell you today, your blessing, is not only for yourself, amen, praise God. God did not do that, amen, praise God, not just to bless one person. When he gives us an overflow, that means that he wants us to share with somebody else. We got to stop. We got to learn how to be selfless. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. We try to keep everything for ourselves. The Bible says that he beckoned for the ones that come, amen, to help, amen, that they can bring some more fishes in. That's how God is going to bless. The blessings are so enormous. Come on, Holy Ghost. You got to understand that God is just not speaking words and not empty words, praise God. But God promised us some things, y'all. God said he's going to do some things from the beginning of March. And I believe that this is a season that God is going to show forth his glory. Oh, come on, somebody, I'll give God the glory today. Putting yourself in the position of Peter. Would you have obeyed as he did? Would you have lectured Jesus on the technical efficient? Would you have done that? Would you have recounted all that happened with you were toiling all night long, telling him, yeah, Jesus, I was toiling all night, praise God. Yeah, Peter said, yeah, I did that all night, praise God. But Jesus said, yeah, now do it on the other side. See, a lot of times we're on the wrong side, so we have to go, yes, Holy Spirit. Jesus has to show us which way to go. He has to give us direction sometime, praise God. He's going to show you how to get your blessing. And that's why God said on Thursday, he was telling us, praise God, that this season right now, praise God, it's going to take you to do a lot of prayer. It's going to take you to do a lot of fasting. It's going to take you because why? He's going to show you what to do, how to do it, that you may be blessed. You got to empty out some things, amen, praise God, in order to fill yourself with Jesus, that you can hear the voice of God for a change, amen, praise God. There is many voices in the land. Which one are we hearing, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. We got to make sure that we're not hearing the enemy's voice, but we're hearing the Lord Jesus Christ's voice when he speaks to us. The devil will tell you to go the other way. Jesus will tell you how to get blessed. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. The enemy wants to snatch things from us. God wants to give things to us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Here, you not have to remind Jesus that he was not a fisherman. Would you have said that he could know something about carpentry? Being a carpenter's son, that fishing is different. This shows that God sometimes works opposite of logic. And sometimes we're looking for God to come one way, and he's coming a whole nother way, and we miss the beat. Come on, somebody. So this season, I said on yesterday, Lord, don't do nothing without me. Lord, don't do nothing without me. I want you to say that in this season. Lord, when you're giving out blessings, Lord, don't do it without me, please. Glory to God, glory to God. The trouble with many people is that they tie their eyes and their brain to all their fault, you know, everything else in one direction and believe that God is just has to work in their stereotype ways. That is not the way God works. He said, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are higher than yours, praise God. So we can't look for God and Jesus to come one way. We got to look for him to come in the opposite way. The things that we don't even understand. God does things that we don't understand that we will never perceive, praise God. They do not know that God works in mysterious ways in order to perform his wonders. Come on, somebody. Anybody been there? Praise God. That God worked in mysterious ways. Yes, Holy Spirit. In order to perform his wonders, his miracles, his signs and wonders. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. If someone had told Peter that even though he had no catch and not catch anything all night, he would have gone home. Yes, Holy Spirit. He would have gone home with fish. He would not have believed it. Praise God. Are you about to pack it up? Come on, somebody. Don't pack it up yet. Somebody tell yourself, don't pack it up yet. Don't get discouraged yet, praise God. It might not be working the way you think it's going to work. But when Jesus stopped by, it will work out for you, praise God. Are you about to pack it all up yet, praise God? The man of Nazareth passing by today, Jesus made a simple request, and Peter humbly inclined himself. Is there anything in your life that God wants to use? It could be your talent. It could be your position. It could be your time. Oh, come on, somebody. It could be anything. Find out what it is and comply with his demand. The prayer I always suggest to you in the message are the ones that will make you let down your net into the sea and get a good catch. The fish is always there. All you need to do is let down your net and get the catch. These are prayers. Come on, Holy Ghost. That you have to pray until something happens. Now, I want you to know, praise God, we always got this thing. We always got this cliche. Pray until something happen. You got to pray until something happens. Glory to God. You're praying for your loved one. Keep praying, praise God, until something happens. Your finances, keep praying till something happens. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Your body needs healing. Pray until something happens, praise God. Your children are in disarray. Pray until something happens. Your ministry is stagnant. Pray until something happens. We got to pray until something happens, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit is the kind of catch that will make the net break. Come on, Holy Ghost. When you are still thanking God for what he has done, he will do more that will show him as God is the maximum giver. Come on, somebody. God is the one. God is not bound to nothing. God that knows no boundaries. God that's not limited to our is not limited to anything. Peter had to work all night. He caught nothing. He engaged in a profitless hard work. He had spent his energy and tried all he could by his own power. Come on, I want to talk to us. Yes, Holy Spirit. By his own power, nothing worked. Can I say that one more time? By his own power, have we invited the Holy Spirit into our assignment? Have we invited God into our finances? Have we engaged? When the last time did you invite God in what you're doing? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. There's no power, amen, praise God, when we're doing it on our own, praise God. It was by his own power. Nothing worked. When he met the man, Jesus Christ, he passed by the first examination of releasing his boat. Sometimes God needs something from us that will advance what he wants to do in our life. Somebody shout hallelujah. What had happened? If Peter had refused to give Jesus his boat for whatever reason, come on, Holy Ghost. He was also patient to wait for Jesus to finish his preaching. And that patience paid off. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. His night of toil and fruitless hard work vanished when Jesus told him to let down his net. The Bible does not tell us why Jesus asked him to let down his net. Come on, Holy Ghost. Was it to demonstrate the power of God? Was it to compensate Peter for having let him the boat? That is how God works. You do not have to know why God decided to step into your situation. Your business is that he stepped in. See, we always got questions. Well, Lord, why? That's our favorite word. Why, God? But see, we don't have to ask him that. When God steps into our situation, everything bows. Come on, Holy Ghost. The enemy that has been raging and boasting will be put to shame. That is what happened when Goliath, that was raging and boasting and threatening the Israelites, it took God just one stone from David's sling to destroy Goliath. When God is ready to bless you, he does not need your consent to do it. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. At that stage, he does not even need your faith. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. For it will be accomplished. Oh, and somebody got to shout in their emotions. Anybody got to shout in their feet right now. He don't need our help. He don't need nothing from us. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. A terrible story or situation may last for years, but one day, the man of Galilee will speak. He just speak one word, and it will come to an end. Sometimes I say, Lord, all I need is just one word from you. and I know my life will change forever. Come on, Holy Ghost. So today, praise God, God has given us a word. Amen. He's going to reintroduce some things. He's going to restart some things. Oh, come on, somebody. He's going to relaunch some things in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, God, I give you the glory. Somebody give God the glory because he's doing some things in here, praise God. He's moving by his Holy Spirit. Here, all we need is one word, and everything has to cease. When heaven speaks, everything has to be quiet. When the disciples were in the ship and the storm was raging, it took Jesus just one sentence, and there was a calm. The Bible says, for his anger endures but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The Lord could allow the enemy to do some things to the Christians. Oh, come on, somebody, all of us. Yes, Holy Spirit. So that the glory of God will manifest in that life. Do not judge God by what you are going through. Come on, Holy Ghost. Don't judge it right now, praise God, because he got something great for you. If you do, the enemy will seize the opportunity to get you discouraged, and that will make you sin against God. The Bible says God respects his words more than even his name. Believe him for what he said. Be still and know that he is God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody give God the glory today. We're going somewhere today. He's getting ready to do some spectacular things in our life. And we just got to know that God is going to do it. His word will never fail. His word will never run out. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Let's give God the glory. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on, let's give God the glory, y'all. Let's give God the glory. Let's give God the glory.
I believe in my spirit that not only is God restoring things to you, but he's restoring you back to where you belong. Can you just lift your hand in the atmosphere and shout, I've been restored. Shout it again, I've been restored. Command, but the Lord is our new medicine. He said, make you stronger than you were before. You've been restored.
Praise God. Amen. Because, yes, we are being restored. Amen. Praise God for that song. Amen. So getting back to the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to finish this out today. The Bible says in Matthew 8:7-8, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should have come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. The centurion knew that his servant would be healed because he had reported the case to the Lord Jesus Christ. Being a man of authority and in government, he could give order, and that made him known. Amen, that the authority that Jesus has does not need his moving from where he was. It is also faith. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God, amen, for the faith, amen, that God has given us on this side. We thank God, amen, glory to God, that he instilled great things in us, amen. The season and time, everything we have to cooperate in the accomplishment of that thing, amen, that God has instilled in us. Anything that stands in the way will be bulldozed over, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God will literally, because when God's word goes forward, the Bible tells us, amen, praise God, nothing can stand against his word. What I'm saying in essence is that you might have fasted and prayed concerning a situation, and it seems like nothing is happening. Like Peter, let down your net, and you will see what will happen, because the man of Galilee, he's on your side. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32:17, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth, and by thy great power, and stretched out your arm, and there was nothing too hard for thee, praise God. We got to speak the word. We got to say the word, praise God. The word is what's going to move your mountain. The word is going to break the yokes in your life, praise God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32:27, he said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Peter said, at your word, he trusted Jesus for what he said, and he complied. Amen. Praise God. He already dried up. Amen. Praise God. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. He had already dried up the folded up his nets and, praise God, ready to leave before Jesus came along. And perhaps you already packed your luggage and you're ready to leave the place of blessing. I'm speaking to you right now. Praise God. Don't leave the place of your blessings. Amen. Praise God. You are reading this. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't leave the place of your blessings. My God, I give you glory. mark the entrance of the King of Kings in the boat of your life. Whatever, amen, that the symptoms that you're feeling or seeing, however God's word concerning your situation may sound, amen, let down your net for your good catch. When Peter obeyed, the catch was astonishing. For the first time in his life, he had his friends. Oh, come on, somebody. He and his friends could not handle their catch, and so they called upon the other people in the boat. Oh, come on, somebody, to help them. Of course, they went home with a lot of fish on that day. Do you not know, praise God, that your blessings could be what your destiny of other people awaiting your progress in life? A lot of time we think that we're just about us. Oh, come on, somebody. But your life, you are a gift from God, and somebody needs that gift. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. A lot of time we feel like there's nothing in us, and God is not going to do this with us, but your life is connected to other people. Praise God. Your blessings is connected to other people. A lot of time we think, praise God, in our own intellect that my life is not leading to anything, but I'm here to tell you, praise God, you are connected to others, and God wants you to know, praise God, don't get stuck. Praise God, you are blessed to be a blessing to others, and others are blessed to be a blessing to you. Amen. Praise God, do you not know the obedience of God's command could push you into your breakthrough that you were, it will push you in that breakthrough that you have been toiling for. Let down your net. Peter was dumbfounded at the results of the relaunch of his net into the sea. He realized his state. He humbled himself before the Lord, acknowledged the fact that his having received this great gift was not dependent on who he was or what he had. He called himself a sinner that was unworthy of the presence of Jesus. He and his colleagues realized that they did not get this big catch because of their fishing experience. Come on, Holy Ghost. At that very moment, it took the decision to leave that fishing profession that he had been into probably since birth and followed the Lord. He then forsook everything and followed the Lord. You might have forsook some things that is very dear to you so that the Lord can use you. Jesus turned to Peter, the fisher. Come on, somebody. He turned to Peter, the fisherman, and eventually he accomplished that assignment. Are you ready to be the fisherman of the Lord? Let down your net, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. At his word, somebody shout, at his word, at Jesus' word, amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, my marriage is healed. Come on, somebody. At his word, my finances is healed. At his word, my health is healed. At his word, my children are in order. At his word, my ministry is expanded. It's going from the north, south, east, and west. It's expanded. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are being lifted. You are being restored today back into the things that God has called you. Amen. You might have put down some things, but it's time to pick it back up. Praise God. It's time to pick your life up. It's time not to feel sorry for yourself. It is time now, glory to God, glory to God, that God wants to get the glory out of your life. Praise God. Yes, you was known for one, praise God, that never followed through on nothing. But at his word, I decree and declare over your life that you will follow through. I declare, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, maybe you was one, praise God, that they put down all the time, that you, they said that you'll never be anything. But at his word, I declare and decree over your life that you will stand in the glory of God, that you will get a greater glory over your life, praise God. Yes, they was always saying, oh, they always broke. They never had nothing. But I decree and declare over your life today by the blood of Jesus and the authority that he has given me that you shall be financially successful in the name of Jesus. You shall go from poverty to prosperity. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. I declare over your life today that you are somebody in God, that you are a gift to somebody, Glory to God. Glory to God. You got to know, praise God, that when Jesus birthed you, when he allowed your mama to conceive you, that when he saw you, he said, I saw it was good. My God, I give you the glory. Who are anybody else to tell you that you're no good? God says, I saw you and I knew it was good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, do it again. Relaunch again. Don't give up. Pray until something happens. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Don't give up on your dreams. Keep praying until you see it. My God, I give you the glory. A lot of times we throw things aside because what we're doing is not working at that moment. But I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will pick it back up, that you will do what God has called you, because you might have been doing it on one side, but he's going to tell you to throw it on the other side. There's a net that's full of fish that's going to bless. Amen. Glory to his name. God is good, y'all. Don't give up on your dreams. Make your dreams. Put it on a wall. Write it in your mirror. Tell, I believe God. I believe what you said over my life. I believe God. What are you going to do? It might didn't work last year, but it's going to work this year. There's going to be a season of glory, greater glory, saith the Lord thy God. His word says in Revelation 21:5, and I'm getting ready to close out. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:22-23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Then he went on to say in Isaiah 43:18-19, remember not the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Do you not know it? Come on, somebody. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and a river in your desert. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things has become new. The Bible says in Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not consider that I have made my own. But one thing I do, forgetting the lies behind me and reaching forward to what lies ahead of me. Reach for that thing. Reach for it. Don't worry about what was in the past. Come on and reach for it. This is a new year. Come on, somebody. 2020 is gone. This is 2021 now. Reach for it. What happened back then? Did it disappoint you? Oh, come on, somebody. Did it cause you to put things down? Did it cause you to want to give up on yourself? Come on, Holy Ghost. But God says, reach for it. Reach for it. The Bible says, Acts 3:19, therefore, repent, 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 and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing, come on, may come from the presence of the Lord. There's a time of refreshing, people of God. It is time that God is going to refresh his people. No matter what you see, no matter what's going on, glory to God, glory to God. God said, don't be concerned about them things. You got to know who you belong to and who you belong to. Come on, somebody. God is ready to pour out his blessing. Are you ready to stand in his presence? Hold your hands up and say, God, I thank you. Thank you for opening up the rivers, God. Thank you for opening up the heavens, God. Thank you for manifesting yourself, God. Thank you, God, that you're concerned about me, God. At your word, God. I take it at your word, God, that you're going to do that which you have promised me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for moving by your mighty power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Know that God is good, y'all. He's going to work it out for you. He's going to work it out for you. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. That's Bible. That's Psalms 24. That's Bible. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Come on, somebody. You crown the year with your goodness and your path drip with abundance. That's our God, y'all. There's nothing that he will withhold from them that walk upright before him. You've been on the air, amen, praise God, with no other, amen, than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning, praise God. And I pray that this word has blessed you. I pray, glory to God, that you will get back up and relaunch again. Don't give up on your dreams, saith the Lord thy God. At his word, he will perform it. My God, I give you the glory. I want us to lift our hands before the Lord today. Tell God thank you for bringing me over to 2021. I got to be careful because I said 2022 last time. Praise God. So may he bring us over. Amen. Praise God. Ha Satoria da Bashanda, with the desires of our heart, knowing that he is speaking to us. Know that he is healing. Know that he is delivering. He's even blessing our family. Everybody connected to you wins. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Let us raise our hands before the Lord. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We thank God, amen, for his peace. For prayer, amen, you can call me, praise God, 302-883-9799. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, that is the same number. I can give you the information to bless the ministry. We are in, amen, a new year. Let us start off doing new things. Let us bless the kingdom of God. Let us bless the people of God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Let me pray out, praise God. I pray that you was blessed today. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that you have been blessed. We thank the Lord for his grace. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for who he is and what he's going to do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. We thank you for each and every one, God, under the sound of my voice today. I thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that you're holding us up in your hands. I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing a new thing in our lives. As you have spoken, Father, let us continue to pray until something happens. And it's at your word that we know that you're going to manifest yourself. We thank you that you told us to relaunch some things, God, to reintroduce some things, to restart some things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only that, Father, but there is many souls in this world that we can still be fishers of men. Let us continue, God, to move forward in the kingdom. Let us continue, Lord God, to invite others, Lord God, that they can get the word, that they may be healed and delivered and made free, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not be selfless, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, taking everything for ourselves, Lord. But we pray, Lord God, that we will be so blessed, God, that we will be such a magnet, God, that the people of God will draw to us, God, that we can lead them to Christ, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do for each and every household here that's represented, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, let your blood prevail, God. God, I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And no tongue that rise up in judgment, that you said, thou shalt condemn, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you're protecting us. You are our shield. You are our buckler, God. You are the one, God. You're the one that gives power to get wealth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath. Father God, I thank you, God, for thy people, God. I thank you for moving, God, your Holy Spirit. I thank you for moving in their lives, God. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Now, God, I ask that you bring a peace to our spirit, God, today. Help us to be conducive to your spirit, that we will hear your voice, God. You said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So I pray today, God, that we will follow you in this season like never before. Keep your hands upon us, Lord. Keep your hands upon us, Lord God, that we will not go to the left or the right, God, and make every crooked place straight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with a seed in joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to leave you with a song. God bless you. Happy Sunday. This is our first Sunday of the year. May you be blessed in abundance. In Jesus' name. Until next time, have a wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name. Amen.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.